are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today. Welcome back to Next on Scene, listeners. Today, I am so excited to have another amazing guest on the line, as I only have amazing guests on the Next on Scene show. But today is Shin Lim, who is an incredible magician, currently on the semifinals of America's Got Talent. So if you have been watching America's Got Talent, he is truly remarkable in the way he choreographs all of his magic tricks. So if you haven't watched it, you definitely need to watch him this week and cheer for him, as he is a Massachusetts local, being that our show is based locally in Boston. I am so excited to cheer on a Waltham native. Even though I'm originally from New York, I have lived in Boston now for almost 5 years. So I'm so excited to cheer him on and have the amazing Shin Lim on our podcast. So stay tuned for Shin Lim. Hi, Shin. How are you today?
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
Good. So excited to have you on the Next on Scene show. Congratulations on all your success with America's Got Talent thus far. How is the whole experience?
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's been really, really good. It's been kind of crazy. So many different things going on, and everything's been kind of like went by so quickly, you know.
I know.
It's been really good, and I have a really life-changing experience.
I mean, it sure seems like it. Everything happens so fast, right? I mean, I can't believe it's already into the semifinals, which is so huge.
Yeah, and we only have, like, what's just the semifinals and the finals, right? That's kind of crazy.
I know. It's so crazy. So I am so fascinated. Tell me about how you got into the world of magic. And then, of course, I want to learn all about, like, your choreographic stuff when you're actually performing. I find that so mind-blowing. So tell us about how you got into the world of magic.
Well, I started when I was 15. I thought that magic would get me a girlfriend. So
that's that's awesome.
Then it turns out you have to talk women, so clearly that didn't work out. So I ended up just becoming like more of a passion. I ended up just learning magic and just kind of studying it to be good at something, because I was really bad at school. Like, I was failing, or not failing, but almost failing. And so, you know, magic was just kind of like a hobby that I was actually pretty good at. People always told me, hey, you're actually quite good at this. But I never really took it seriously. So later on that I started like being able to kind of find myself and then eventually take magic seriously.
Awesome. So have you always worked with cards? What was the first magic trick you've ever done?
Yeah, so like cards was just the cheapest thing I could find, because I just couldn't afford anything else.
Of course, right. Well, you started really young, right? Like you said.
Exactly. Yeah, and I learned on YouTube, because I couldn't pay for a mentor, I couldn't pay for books or anything, so I learned on YouTube. That was the only source I had, and I kind of learned from there. I learned all the basics on YouTube, and then once you know the basics of magic, you can kind of then learn more advanced stuff that you find in books and videos.
I love it. Can you tell us about the first, can you tell us about the first magic trick you've ever done? Do you remember?
Yeah, the very first trick I learned was a floating light bulb. That was like the first thing I learned.
What?
It wasn't hard. It was just my first trick I was going to do. Yeah.
Okay, that's not hard at all. Like, for somebody who
was really
like fascinated.
Yeah.
For somebody who has no idea what even goes into that, one day there was a floating light bulb. That's awesome.
I saw it and I was like, oh, how does that work? Yeah. And then I started getting into card magic, which really fascinated me, because, you know, to be able to do such an incredible thing with just a deck of cards is quite unique. And so I really pursued that. And, of course, because it's cheap.
That's awesome. So, of course, you know, I've been watching all your performances. And actually, my show is based in Boston, so I love that you're from Waltham.
Cool.
Yeah, what goes into when you're putting a magic trick together? Like, what goes into that process? How long does it take you to come up with the idea and to actually practice and put it together before you perform?
Yeah, think that's a good question. That's something that none of the interviewers actually asked. So I appreciate that.
Thank you. No problem.
Good question. But that's actually the hardest part, is to synchronize it with the music. And so it takes about, I would say, 2 to 3 months to create the actual trick, like, you know, what you want to happen in the routine. But to synchronize it with the music takes another, like, a good year or half a year.
You're kidding!
Yeah, to find, like, the right music that I want and then to have to kind of blend it seamlessly with my magic, it's probably the toughest part. It is the toughest part. That's why you don't really see many magicians do that.
Right.
Because it's almost close to impossible.
Right, that is so, so true. Wow, that's so interesting.
So most magicians just usually talk, kind of. I don't know if you've seen Matt Franco.
Of course I have. I went to URI with him. I went to college with him.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so he talks, so that's how, like, majority of close-up magicians, they perform like that. I mean, I used to perform like that as well, because it's just the best way to showcase close-up magic. It has pattern and misdirection and blah, blah, blah. So mine is kind of like a weird twist to close-up magic. It's like its own little genre by itself.
It is. And I mean, I've never seen anything like it.
It's like kind of like off to the side.
Yeah, and it's not, though. You're bringing it. Yeah, well, you're also bringing it to the forefront. You know what I mean? So you should be really proud of that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, and so that's pretty much kind of like its own little thing. And so that's what it is. It's just a lot of time it takes and a lot of planning. But
right, but I mean, with America's Got Talent, though, you have only, like, week spans. So, like, how is that working for you?
Very stressful.
Yeah, I would think so.
I'm working on it as we speak.
Oh my God, that's so. Well, yeah. I'm excited you took this call. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, no, I'm glad I get to. I'm glad America even likes me, because I'm coming on the show. I was just kind of like, I don't know if they appreciate this kind of stuff, because I know some people like to have more personal connection with the performer. So I was just kind of, I was very worried. I didn't know whether or not America might like it, or if they thought that it was weird or something.
See, I think yours actually is personal, because the way that the cameras are zoomed in as you're doing the cards, it really is like they're right there with you, if that makes any sense. That's the vibe that I'm getting. Like, I feel like it is more personal than just a random card trick, you know? So, yeah, I mean, I definitely feel the difference.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I've been voting for you. I am a huge fan, so I wish you the best of luck. I also want to...
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. I also, my next question is, I would love to learn, outside of magic, even though it's like such an amazing, fun hobby for you, what do you like to do in your free time? Like, what is a hobby you enjoy? What do you like to do when you're not working on magic?
I mean, magic's always a hobby, so I actually still consider that like a hobby. But
right.
A job, I guess, would be flying. I really don't like flying, so when I first fly, I feel like it's a job. But I love film. Like, I try to watch a movie every day, and nowadays I haven't had the time, but I try to watch as many movies as possible.
Wow.
I love everything about film. I love editing. I love filming. I love choreographing and stuff like that.
That's awesome. So what's your background? Like, before magic, were you in film?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I dual majored in university. I did film and music.
Awesome. No wonder your synchronicity I was just going to say, sorry to interrupt, but like your synchronicity with your tricks and the cards, that's why you're so, you know, on time with all of that. Like, it's so timely and professional. So, yeah, be very proud of that. It flows really nicely when you're performing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, because I guess my background in film and music, I'm able to edit my own tracks now for the show.
Wow.
So it helps with the magic too. It helps to be able to edit the music.
Of course. Well, I mean, right. How else would you know? I'm so impressed that you said you have to watch a film every day. Oh my God. To get me to sit down for like more than an hour is pretty hard to do sometimes. So I give you a lot of credit.
I don't know why. I just love like kind of watching a film and getting lost in it.
That's awesome. So that's like your way of like being in shit, like in your own world, right? Like cutting off from society.
Completely, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's so awesome. Okay, so I want to just play a quick game time because I know you're kind of limited for time. But my first question was, is what do you like to do in your daily routine? So obviously film, right? Totally stands out to you.
Yeah,
you have to watch a film every day, which is so awesome. What is your guilty pleasure?
I guess like I just kind of binge watch YouTube as well.
What kind of YouTube videos? Magic videos or?
But also like electronic videos are so weird and nerdy. But like I like to watch like new phones, like they're like reviewing phones and stuff like that. I watch PewDiePie as well.
Awesome.
And I like to do all of that while eating like candy.
Multitasking. Love it. That's why you're good at what you do. You have to be able to multitask, right? That's the whole point of a loop. So what is your definition, by the way?
And all the same time.
Yeah. Well, so what'd you say, Shin?
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, speaking from like a magician's standpoint, what is your definition of an illusion?
That's a super good question. You'll get so many different answers from magicians. But for me, I think what makes a good trick is something that's unexpected happens. So, like, if the audience people, they know that, let's say, the guy's going to vanish, right, and he doesn't vanish, like, that's not really magic because they kind of expected it to happen. So for me, magic is when something that you had no idea was going to happen.
Makes sense.
Even if maybe you know the secret of the trick, like maybe you know like where he went or something, but like as long as you have that kind of shock factor in you, just that little moment where you're like, oh my god,
right?
Like that to me, yeah. It's
no, that's like a good definition.
It's really similar to the film. Yeah, like if you watch a scary movie, like if that movie surprises you in any way, shape, or form, in like a good way, like that is when it's done its job. Like, I like to compare it to, like if a movie had really good CGI, right? Like, technically, that actually doesn't... That's not as impressive as a movie with a really good story.
Right.
So that's like, the difference.
That's so fascinating. No, cool facts. You're full of cool facts, Shin. That's so awesome. Okay, so my next question is who is a magician that you really admire and why?
Oh, David Blaine.
Awesome. And what's the specific reasoning as to why? What do you like that he does?
He's so real and raw, you know? He wasn't fake or artificial in any way, so I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
For me, that was, I thought that.
No, I think he's awesome, too. I think he's so awesome. And what is your, like, vision beyond America's Got Talent? Like, where do you want to be as a magician? What are some goals you have?
To just inspire other magicians, actually.
Really? You know, why not?
To see other kids, like, kind of do the same thing or get into magic. Like, so many kids message me now saying, I'm getting into magic because of AGT, like I saw you in AGT, or they had given up magic before, but now they're getting back into AGT. Like that is inspiring, and that makes it worthwhile.
I love that. I've never heard that answer. I ask that question a lot. That's really inspiring. That's awesome. Well, Shin, this has been so awesome. How can people follow you on social media, and when are you performing? How can people watch you next?
I don't know which semis I'm going to be at. The producers haven't slotted me in yet, but either next week or week after next.
Awesome.
And they can follow me at Shinwin Magic.
Perfect. And do you book parties or anything? Or like, do you do big events and stuff like that?
Yeah, and then corporate events. Yeah.
Awesome. So how can they reach out to you for that?
Yeah. On my website, shinwinmagic.com.
Perfect. Well, Shin, thank you so much. This has been such a pleasure to have you. I wish you the best of luck as I'll be cheering you on throughout the rest of your journey.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. Oh, thanks so much. Well, thanks again, everyone, so much for tuning in to Next On Scene. Thanks so much, Shin, for coming on. Definitely be on the lookout, audience, for when Shin is going to be performing next on AGT. You can also follow him at Shin Lim Magic on his social channels and get in touch with him at his website at shinlimmagic.com. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next On Scene, and stay tuned for Who's Next On Scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next On Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@jzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for Who's Next On Scene.